Welcome to How Leaders Lead. I'm Kula Callahan, here to bring you another edition of Three More Questions with David Novak. David, I'm so glad to be back recording another episode with you. How are you today?
I'm fine, Kula, and back at you. Let's go.
Well, today we're debriefing your conversation with Kevin Hochman. He's the CEO of Brinker International, which is the parent company of Chili's and Maggiano's. And this episode is amazing. I mean, Kevin is a marketer by trade, and so he's just so engaging with all the stories that he tells and how he really infuses fun into the culture at Brinker.
You know, Kula, I'm so proud of Kevin because he worked with me at Yum! Brands. He was the chief marketing officer of KFC, and he's the one that brought back the Colonel and had all the famous advertising, you know, bringing Colonel Sanders back in different ways, even having Reba McEntire be a colonel. I mean, but it was a lot of fun, and he turned the business around and achieved a lot of success, and then did the same thing at Pizza Hut, and then got the opportunity to become a CEO at Brinker's. And I can only say that he's just one fine person, and it's great to see him do so well there.
It was fun to hear how he's implemented a lot of the stuff he learned from you at Yum in his work with his team at Brinker. And we'll dive into some of those concepts as we roll into the questions for today's episode. So let's get going.
But before we do that, Kula, I got to say, I learned a lot working with Kevin. You know, he is such a really good thinker and comes at the issues in such a simple way. I kind of marveled at how he worked through the problems.
Question number one. When Kevin took over as CEO, one of his main goals was to make Chili's fun again for the employees. He believes it's his job as CEO to remove friction for his employees so they can have fun engaging with customers. One of the things Kevin did was institute a culture calendar. So every few weeks, the employees have something fun that they can look forward to. David, how much value should leaders place on making fun part of their culture?
Well, I think the way how to have the most fun is win. I've never seen people have more fun than when you're winning. You know, business is not that fun when you're losing. So I would say, you know, if you're winning, it makes fun a whole lot easier. So, you know, I think fun is very important. But the way I think about it is that you need to take your business very seriously, but not yourself. And when you don't take yourself too seriously, you have a tendency to display a little humor, laugh at yourself, make it a little bit easier to do the tough stuff in business. And, you know, I always believed the best way to have fun was to recognize people. In fact, one of our major principles was recognize the greatness in others and have fun doing it. And, you know, I think you can have a lot of fun when you take the time to recognize people by just, you know, thinking about a little bit harder about how you can make it fun for the other people and your team when you do the recognition. And, you know, that's why I gave away rubber chickens and cheese heads and things like that. I always recognized very serious behavior that was growing the business, but we had fun doing it. And it's a great combination. It's hard to have fun, though, Kula, when Rome is burning, you know, but I don't think Rome's going to stop burning a whole lot faster if you forget to laugh and you forget to kind of, you know, spur each other on by just being positive and exhibiting as much positive energy and as fun as you can.
When a leader sets the tone of taking the business seriously, but not taking him or herself seriously, it allows other people to do the same. And so I think, you know, in my experiences with leaders who have conducted themselves in this way, it just kind of creates this understanding that the business is the thing we take seriously and not each other. So it allows you to just not take things too personally, which I think creates a culture where people just feel more comfortable in.
Well, I think that's true. But at the same time, I have to tell you, I like people taking the business personally. You know, if you screw up or you don't do the job you should have done, you got to take it personal. But what I think you're really saying is that, you know, don't wear it so much on your sleeve that you bring everybody else down and you don't find ways to lift each other up. And I totally agree with that.
Question number two. When Kevin took over as CEO, the menu at Chili's was quite complex. They had a ton of menu items that they offered. At the time, though, there were four menu items that made up about 40% of their business. Kevin deemed these menu items the core four and began eliminating many other menu items so that they could focus on the ones that customers truly love and the ones that drove the majority of their business. David, how should leaders evaluate their menu of products as they think about scaling their business?
Well, I think the most important thing is just to remember all products are not created equal. Basically, you got to really understand where you're making your money and, you know, what products are the keys to making your money, and then make sure that you're doing everything you can to drive those products and make them as relevant as you can for your customers. You know, so many times people spend too much time on the wrong side of the decimal point. You know, where do you really make the bucks? Okay. And where do you really make customers happy? That's where you got to focus.
Question number three. I love what Kevin says about innovation. He says innovation is the lifeblood of any company. And if anyone tells you that they don't need innovation, they're crazy. Kevin believes that when you innovate, you have to make sure everyone is aligned around the big vision of the company so the innovation supports it. And you have to ensure that the customer is going to love it. What else would you tell leaders to consider as they drive innovation in their own business?
Well, the first thing I would say is you don't need a magic trick. People always talk about disruption, and I love disruption. When you can disrupt a category, I mean, it is absolutely incredible. But the really great companies innovate around what really matters in their business, and they make the products that they make that are important, that core four that Kevin talked about, they make them better and figure out ways to expand that category without trying to chase this big idea that's going to change everything forever. Now, I'm not saying don't chase that idea. Don't chase the disruptive idea. I think that's an important thing to always be pushing yourself on and your people on. But those disruptive ideas don't come along every day. So in the meantime, you got to innovate as much as you can around the products that you know that your customers are buying so that you continually make them fresh, continually make them exciting, continually make the business that you're in as powerful as it can be. And then if you can grow that business 50 times by coming up with that disruptive idea, of course you want to do it. It's just not that easy. Let me give you an example. You know, one of my favorite examples that I talk about is when I was a pizza, we were looking for this tremendous new dough, okay? We wanted to have a new dough type that was going to change the category and all this kind of good stuff. Well, it was very difficult to come up with. But in the meantime, you know what we did? We doubled the number of pepperonis on our pepperoni pizza and called it Pepperoni Lovers. And that was an innovative product at that point in time that drove more sales growth than any that we'd had since we had our most innovative dough, which had been pan pizza. But then we continued to be working on the big ideas and the big disruptive ideas. And you know what that was in the pizza category? This was years ago, okay? Now everybody has it, but it was putting cheese in the crust. And it was called stuffed crust pizza. And we said, eat it backwards. So you no longer had to leave that crust on the plate. And it drove sales over 20%. So I think you want to come at things both ways. Look at all the incremental innovations you can do around the products you know your customers love, and then push everybody to think outside the box and come up with that breakthrough that can really dramatically grow your business.
I love hearing Kevin talk about how if Chili's were a country, it would rank third in consumption of margaritas. So margarita consumption by country is the U.S., then Mexico, and then Chili's. And I think, David, there's obviously a reason why Chili's sell so many margaritas is because they focus a lot of their innovation efforts on different types of margaritas that they can offer with different levels of premium tequila. And they just keep creating new margaritas and they keep selling the heck out of them.
I think my bar at my house is a neighborhood for tequila.
Well, Chili's definitely has a great margarita and it's one of their core four products. So it makes sense why they keep doubling down on creating new exciting offerings for that key product.
And back to what I was saying earlier, I don't think Kevin talks about the margins that you have in the margarita business, but I can tell you, you make a lot of money selling margaritas. So they're focusing on something that really drives a lot of profit. And it's something that customers love, and it's something that makes them want to come to Brinker's. Good combination.
Well, David, next time I see you in person, we're going to have to share a margarita together.
Absolutely. Well, I actually prefer ranch water. You know, you get a great tequila and then put that Topo Chico in it. Oh, man, that water is really good. Sparkling water. And then a few limes, and I mean, you're on your way. And by the way, it's very refreshing and doesn't give you a hangover.
Take note, folks. Ranch water over margarita.
Well, I like the margaritas too, but you know what? They've got a lot more calories and will probably give you that hangover that I avoid with my ranch water.
Ranch water is the headache-free way to have a great time.
There you go.
Well, that does it for our episode of Three More Questions. Thank you so much for tuning in to How Leaders Lead. We're on a mission to make the world a better place by developing better leaders. And if you carve out a little time with us each and every week, we'll help you build the confidence you need to lead well.
And coming up next on How Leaders Lead is Hal Rosenbluth, Chairman and CEO of New Ocean Health Solutions. And he is a very disruptive thinker.